All right. Well, it's been a few years since we've been able to do a full-scale promotion of this exciting conference that's coming up at UConn on November 13th. It is the 2025 version of the UConn Native Plants and Pollinators Conference, and we're so pleased to have not only a representative who's been a leader in putting on this conference every year since its inception, but also will be a presenter at this year's one of this year's sessions. Dr. Jessica Lubell Brand is a professor at the University of Connecticut. I believe, Jessica, you said in the Plant Science and Landscape Architect Division. Correct me if I'm wrong. And we'll get into the conversation and any corrections that may need to be made after we remind you about other great places to get out and enjoy our plants and pollinators and so much more. Every year, the Connecticut AgeWell Collaborative asks Connecticut residents to tell them about the hidden gems in their communities, from the best accessible attractions to the most welcoming local businesses to the most inspiring programs and initiatives. From that data, the agency produces its annual AgeWell Across Connecticut Tour, recognizing places and programs that demonstrate age, dementia, and disability inclusivity all across the state. The collaborative just released its 2025 list of local picks of places and experiences in person and virtual. Find locations on their statewide list or plan to explore your own route using their interactive Google map. It's all viewable at ctagewellcollaborative.org/acrossct. All right. Dr. Lubell Brand, thank you for joining us. We'll call you Jessica here on in. And was that right? It's the UConn School of Plant Sciences and Landscape Design?
Yes. So we're at UConn. I'm on the Storrs campus. And my department is the Department of Plant Science and Landscape Architecture. And it's all part of the College of Agriculture, Health, and Natural Resources at UConn.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. What brought you into this? Is this an interest that you, kind of fulfilled from a love of the outdoors and plants and getting your hands dirty as a child?
Well, yeah, I didn't find horticulture as a child. I think it came later in life, but I've always enjoyed the outdoors and hiking. I still do. And when I was a graduate student here at UConn, I worked on invasive shrubs. And when I got a position here as an assistant professor, I didn't want to do invasives anymore. So I switched to natives as alternatives for invasives. And the work just kind of continued from there, looking at new or lesser known species, how to propagate them, grow them in containers, and use them effectively in the landscape.
Oh, okay. Well, you had mentioned briefly as we chatted before we turned on the microphone that the UConn Native Plants and Pollinators Conference, now 5 years strong, once this one is under our belt on November 13th, it is a product of a number of other kind of related activities and conferences, right?
Right. So there's been a long history of having plant conferences at UConn. It started a few decades ago with the Plants and Pollinators Conference. And then there was a garden conference. And then the two were merged for had a few years. I came in kind of later in the game. And then a lot of people involved in that effort retired from the university. And so my co-chair, Vicki Wallace, who's in the Department of Extension at UConn, and I, we wanted to keep going, but we wanted to really take it in a different direction with a different format slightly. And that was when the Native Plants and Pollinators Conference was formed. And this is our fifth year, and I think it's our best lineup yet.
That's fantastic. Ratcheting the focus up a little more broadly, if you would indulge me for a couple of moments, because your specialty and the conference has that native word in it. How are we doing as a state, from your perspective at UConn School of Agriculture, in both trying to maintain the healthiest balance possible, if it's possible, between native and non-native plants and invasives here these days?
I think we've come a long way, and we've made a lot of important changes, and there's been a lot of education on the benefits of natives and how to use natives and how to use non-invasive exotics. There's been a lot of research at UConn on sterile versions of invasive plants, as well as new native selections that fit urban environments or more like the typical home yard. So I think we've come a long way. I think it's been a long time, but natives are really, really catching on and very popular right now.
Well, that's great. I also see part of the benefit of coming to this conference is for those who may need it. You're providing pesticide recertification credits. And, you know, I can't say how many conversations I've had on this program and outside the program regarding pesticides over the past 5 years, because and it's risen to the level where it's been a pretty high profile issue. Getting batted around the state capitol with attempts at creating laws to best manage pesticides while protecting our wildlife. Is that something that is on your radar and the radar of your department?
I definitely think there are people in the department concerned about that and on the cutting edge of that, people in the Home and Garden Education Center and people in Extension. We also have people working in IPM, the area of IPM, and with growers and homeowners. It's not an area of research that I've undertaken. I've mostly worked more with lesser known natives and how to propagate and grow them to bring new material to the industry or new to them, not new to the environment. But none of the topics directly, I think, will talk about how they use pesticides or don't use them, but it will be education to choose plant material that will fit your site and perform well for you. And then hopefully if you have a nice, healthy plant, you may minimize your health issues.
Oh, good, good. Well, the 5th Annual Biennial UConn Native Plants and Pollinators Conference is coming up Thursday, November 13th. Kicks off at about 8:45 a.m., goes all the way into the 3 o'clock hour. It's at the UConn Student Union Ballroom on Hillside Road and Stores. Continental breakfast, lunch, refreshments, all included, along with admissions to sessions. And if you take advantage of the early registration before October 15th, you get the maximum general registration benefit. And it's $10 more after October 15th and up to the date of the event. College, university, matriculated students with valid school IDs pay $25. We hope to see a lot of them at the conference as well. And a part of the sessions now, we can return to, you know, your passion and your expertise. Jessica, you will be presenting on native landscape plants with local roots. So this might be a great opportunity to spend 2 or 3 minutes talking about some of those little known or less popular native plants that you've been working with that we're trying to give a better and bigger toehold here in our state.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm really excited about my talk. I've done a lot of research to develop this talk. And within the native plant world, there are some people who want to use material that is raised from seed and represents the straight species, and it's from very local, nearby wild populations. And a lot of what is available in the trade are selections or cultivars of native plants that have been developed or selected because they're easier to grow in a pot, they're easier to establish in the landscape, and they're just more appealing to a wide range of garden consumers. Those who know about natives and who are less well-educated about natives. But some people may not realize that a lot of the native selections that are really great plants are actually local to New England or local to their state and were found in the wild or raised from wild collected seeds. So for some, it might be a real interest, like, oh, I want that because it's, you know, it's New England, it's representative, or some of it just maybe make them feel a little better or learn a little bit more about where the plants come from and what it means to be native.
Mm-hmm. Well, who would be the ideal audience for you? Are these more professional landscape designers and workforce, homeowners who love to tend their own garden, or all of the above?
I think all of the above. I think the information can be useful to people in industry because they can then highlight those plants to their clients and customers. And I think it would also be useful to gardeners who are looking for new plants all the time and want to try new things. And maybe they never thought about that native shrub as a species or to use it that way. Or maybe they just, you know, never heard of that selection before and now, you know, want to go and get it.
Great. Among the other session topics are Seeing Nature, which will be hosted by Andrew Brand from Coastal Maine Botanical Garden. He's going to be showing some beautiful images of plant and pollinator interaction. A session from the Mount Cuba Center Botanic Garden, Sam Hoadley doing a session on knockout natives, talking about a number of top performers and favorites in that category. A very interesting subject, soil microbial allies and managed systems, with Dr. Mia Maltz, who's another assistant professor at the University of Connecticut. But finally, we've talked about the plants. We haven't really talked much about pollinators. So in the last couple minutes that we have, Jessica, just tell us a little bit more about Tracy Zerillo. She will be presenting on Who Are Connecticut's Specialist Bees?
Yeah, Tracy, I'm really excited about her talk. She's been studying Connecticut's bees for many years now. She's worked on a survey and has written that all up in a formal report. So I think she's got a lot of good information to bring about how our bees are doing and how we can better support them. And I think, too, Sam Hoadley from Mount Cuba, he's evaluating the plants and in some of these trials also evaluating pollinator visitation on these flowering perennials, most of them some shrubs. And I think one of the hallmarks of the Native Plants and Pollinators Conference has been research-based information.
Sure.
So several of these talks will bring in their research experience, some of their data, some of their numbers, or visual evidence of success. And I think that's something that you can't get it at every conference or every workshop or certificate program. So I think that what maybe sets our conference apart, and in the past two times we've offered it, we have sold out. But we're not sold out yet. So I hope to see lots of people registering in the next couple of weeks to take advantage of the early registration rate.
Great. So folks need to, they can always put UConn Native Plants and Pollinators Conference into a search engine and get to where they have to go. If you like to go directly to the registration and take advantage of the early registration discount by October 15th, the letter S dot UConn.edu/NPPC2025 for the Native Plants and Pollinators Conference. S.UConn.edu/NPPC2025 is the direct website to register. The fifth biennial UConn Native Plants and Pollinators Conference is coming up November 13th, 8:45 to 3:15 at the UConn Student Union Ballroom in Storrs. Our guest this morning helping to promote it and presenting at it is Dr. Jessica Lubell Brand, a professor at the University of Connecticut. Jessica, great to meet you. Thank you so much for your time this morning and best of luck with the conference.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.